Hey, everyone. This is Richard.
And this is Sarah. And we are Skywalking Through Neverland.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and skywalkingthroughneverland.com.
But today we're gladly skywalking to the one and only School of Podcasting. And we're in luck because it's time for the morning announcements.
Today, in episode number 438 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/438, we've got a really cool Because of My Podcast story. We're going to answer the question about premium RSS feeds and how do you make one? How do you protect it? Is it a good idea? In our podcast rewind section, we're going to play a quick snippet from the podcast review show. We're talking about platforms. We've also got a quick clip from the Branding Cow podcast, which talks about, is it, again, a really good idea to use a website host as your media host and why you shouldn't do that. We've got a last five and five. And lastly, I'm going to talk about Hipcast and do they pass my criteria as a media host? Because, hey, they're giving away free blogging. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, look, we come along, we massage your message, we tackle the technical aspects, we flatten the learning curve, and we get you on the path to pain-free podcasting. I've been a technical trainer for, well, ever. Yeah, I used to train people how to surf the internet. That was before Google. That's right. Everybody that's like, I don't know, 23 went, what does he mean before Google? I'm old. Welcome to the show. We talk about all things podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, where you can find step-by-step tutorials to walk you through the whole podcasting thing. If you're like, how do I upload my RSS feed to the iTunes tag thing? Yeah, you need some help. And that's what I am here to do. Very, very glad that you are here. And one of the things that I do is I ask my audience, hey, I have one question for you. If you could answer the question, because of my podcast, blank, whatever it is. And we've had some really great answers. And today we have a really cool answer. If you want to be seen as an expert, if you want to grow your community, if you want to be embraced, I'm telling you, podcast is a great tool to do this. And my buddy Ben has a really cool story. Take it away, Ben.
Hey, Dave. This is Ben Branham from ModernSelfProtection.com. And I have a podcast and run a blog, but it really took off when I started doing a podcast almost every week.
All right, we're going to pause it right there just for fun. I had a website, had a blog. Things really took off when I started a podcast. Witness the power of podcasting here.
And I have a because of my podcast story. And it's nothing really cool. It actually made me some money, but...
But, hey, hold on a second. Money is not the only way you can benefit from podcasting. It's not... You don't have to make money with your podcast. Listen to what happened to Ben. This is cool.
For me, it was incredible. Myself and another podcaster got together, started teaching some firearm self-defense courses, because that's what my podcast is all about. And we were invited to go from San Antonio, where we live, up to Washington State in Seattle area and teach a one-day firearms course. And our favorite author, Glenn Tate, of the 299 Days book series, was the one inviting us. It was incredible. We went up there, got to meet characters out of the book, got to meet the author, got to take my picture with him, shake his hand, and get him to sign a book. Then he was a student in my class, and I got to spend the day hanging out with him. On top of that, it gets even better, had 20-some-odd students show up and wanted to meet me.
How cool is that? He's got this big shot smarty pants guy in his class. Yeah, that's all right. We came to see the teach.
They came from all over to meet me.
Of course they did.
I can't tell you how awesome that was and what a great feeling that is, that people flew in to meet me in person and shake my hand. I was beside myself happy, and I still am every time I think about that one weekend. And on top of that...
But wait, there's more!
I get to do it again.
Yeah.
They invited me back to Washington to do it again this summer. So
see, here's the cool thing about this. So Ben got an opportunity to go speak. And here's the thing. So podcasting can open doors. You bust through that door and you deliver, and they're going to ask you back. How cool is that? Congratulations, Ben. Let's continue.
I'm going to go back. Because of my podcast, I had one of their most incredible classes, met some of the most incredible people, and made a little money doing it.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thanks, Dave. You motivate me to keep me doing new things, to keep adding things to my podcast so I can reach more people. The more people I reach, the more lives are changed. And I think I do this because I want people to be safe.
I noticed that. Jerry said, the more lives that are changed. Here's a guy that's not really in it for the money. Now, he'll take it, but you can hear through his message here, he's in it to, he's up to change the world and keep people safe. That's where you can hear his passion. Continue on, Mr. Ben.
You know, you see the stories on TV about somebody getting mugged, somebody getting shot, somebody getting killed. I don't want that to be anybody. I want the good people of the world to learn how to defend themselves, to keep the bad people in check. So the more people I reach, the more people I can teach to be safe. Just want to say thanks. This is Ben from ModernSelfProtection.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Ben. We will have a link to your website out at schoolofpodcasting.com/438. Randy Cantrell sent this in for Ask the Podcast Coach, and I want to cover it here because Randy asked it. Nick Suberling asked it from, see, I want to say Houday Weekly. It's now the Inside the Jungle podcast. You can find Nick over at SBN.TV. It's like every time I turn around, somebody's asking this particular question. So we're going to let Randy run with the ball. Take it away, Mr. Cantrell.
Hey, Dave and Jim. Randy Cantrell. LeaningTowardWisdom.com is the podcast and the website. Well,
okay. How cool are his pipes? That's just cool.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
My question is regarding RSS feeds, and particularly the ability to set up, I guess, what you would call a premium feed. I do some coaching and consulting for the day job, and I produce audio content for clients. It's behind a membership script. In fact, I think it's one that you use, Dave. It's Digital Access Pass.
And I do. And if I have an affiliate link for this, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/getdap, GETDAP, that's the system I use. And I'll be talking about that here in a second with Randy.
And in producing that audio, it would be nice to set up an RSS feed that I could tether to, say, a MailChimp campaign, so that it would automatically send to those clients those audio files. I just don't know if that's possible or how I could do that. Libsyn is the media host, so if that helps. I love it when I can catch your show live. Unfortunately, most of the time I can't, but I always catch it recorded. So I appreciate both of you guys and what you do. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Randy. And again, I decided to answer this here, and I've already actually answered Randy. And so, yeah, I use a thing called Digital Access Pass for the School of Podcasting. It is my membership plugin, and it basically keeps the stuff, like all the step-by-step tutorials, those are protected by Digital Access Pass. And one of the cool things about Digital Access Pass is it enables you to have every single member have their own RSS feed. And so there are a couple things. It really does kind of everything. Now, there are good news and bad news about that. But what's cool is if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Patreon, that's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, or if you're a member of the School of Podcasting, this is in the monetization section of the School of Podcasting, you can have a premium RSS feed. That's the good news. When you make your RSS feed premium, that means, at least in the video that I made and the time I spent troubleshooting this, it means your general feed, even the free one, is protected because it's kind of hard to tell what's free and what's not. So the good news is, yes, you can have a premium RSS feed. And what's really cool about that is if somebody decides to leave your membership site, their RSS feed no longer updates. So when you leave, no more updates for you. So that's what's kind of cool. And they don't even need a password. They can actually, it works like an RSS feed. And again, as long as they are active on your site, they're up to date, things like that, that will work. And I wanted to talk a little bit about just what to expect when you have a membership site. Number one, I have had clients in the past that want to launch with a membership site and they haven't even got an episode yet. And they're really focused on the membership site. And I like to point this out that when you first start out, you have to work on getting that content that really impacts your audience. And when you're kind of, distracted by your membership site, you might be reducing the impact on that content that's really going to wow your audience. And when you first start off and you're like, well, I'm going to have my audience and then we'll have our members. You don't have an audience yet. You don't have an audience yet. So you end up making content for free and content for your premium site, but you have no members yet. In fact, you may not have an audience yet. So you end up doing double the work, which makes it kind of hard to keep the passion and keep everything up because you're doing all this work for no money yet. So I always say, you know, start off free. And then as you build the actual premium section, you know, you can even talk about it a little bit, build a little anticipation, kind of do a product launch and then do that. That is my opinion. But I do say when you start off and you're doing double the work, remember you don't have an audience yet. So, and remember you may only get maybe 3% of that audience. So keep that in mind. Another thing, you're going to run into the lovely world of PayPal. PayPal, I like PayPal. I've never had a huge problem with PayPal, but I have had customers who absolutely hate it and refuse to use it. So this is where you either have to take a check. The great thing about Digital Access Pass is it supports multiple ways of billing people. Like it's actually, there's a great service called Stripe that you can use with Digital Access Pass. And with that, if you're going to use Stripe, you have to have a secure website. So you have to put out for a security, you know, the HTTPS part for your website. So it's a little more expense, but it allows people to pay via PayPal or Stripe. And the other thing that I would recommend, what I've been working on most of this year, is I'm getting everything that is premium from the School of Podcasting, and I'm putting it into a subdomain. So what I mean by this is I'm going to separate. Anything that's premium is over here, and anything that's free is over here, because right now they're mixed and matched. And it's kind of a pain in the butt when you're making content to go, okay, this is for the members. Now I've got to make sure to protect it, and I can't accidentally block the free stuff. It's a bit, but when they're completely separate, it makes your life a whole lot easier. So keep that in mind. The other thing I want to point out here is when you're dealing with digital items, you will eventually, if somebody really, really wants that file, they're going to get it. If somebody has a lot of time and a lot of desire to get your content, they're probably going to get it. And that, my friends, unfortunately, is doing business online in 2014 as I record this. I had a really phenomenal artist in one of my classes. And I went to her website and there's just these gorgeous paintings. And she said, how do I stop people from downloading those for free? And I said, can people see them? And she said, yes. And I go, then you can't. Now, granted, what they download is a low res version, but they can still have their own little copy. And the same thing with musicians. If I can hear your music, I can steal it. And at some times you just have to trust your audience that they're not going to give it away. And again, they're joining your membership site, your premium area, because they like you. So you kind of have to trust your audience. But the cool thing about this is Digital Access Pass uses a short code and you can have it so that when people log in, they can go to kind of like my account page and you can have it right here. Here's your RSS feed. Now, in terms of sending it via email, what you could do is make a post that is protected. And what I love about Digital Access Pass, number one, it has a built-in autoresponder, so you don't even need AWeber, but there's a whole other discussion around that. And you can have things what's called drip. And this means that when you sign up today, I can say 7 days from now, let this post be visible to you. But until then, you can't see it. So when they're on the site, it's like this, that little post doesn't exist that you've said release in a week. And then when it does, you can send them an email. It says, hey, and when they click on it, they can now see the post that previously didn't exist. They call that dripping. And that's one of the things I really like about Digital Access Pass. And last, without making this a giant commercial, I guess it's too late for that, their support is the reason why I've almost left Digital Access Pass a couple times, because there are, we get distracted by the new and shiny things. And I almost left, but I was like, wait a minute, Digital Access Pass does everything I want it to do, and they have phenomenal support. Now, it is not the cheapest thing in the world. For a single site, it is $167. And for unlimited sites, it's basically $300. And, you know, depending on what you want to do, but you can make that money back when you get some people. But, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But the thing I like about Digital Access Pass, it does have a built-in affiliate plan. So if you want to have people, like, you can actually sign up. If you've been talking about the School of Podcasting, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/partners. And if you refer people to my site, you earn a commission on that. So it has a built-in affiliate program. It has a built-in email autoresponder. You can also broadcast emails. It has a built-in shopping cart. So if you're selling just a digital book, you can do that in addition to the membership site. So those are some things that you need to think about if you're going to be doing premium content. It's not just, hey, build it and they will come. It's build it and I'm going to need somebody. I need to be sure to check my email on a frequent basis, because people are going to lose their passwords. Their PayPal is going to unsubscribe them even though they didn't want to. All sorts of fun stuff like that. So Randy and Nick and Matt and everyone else who's been asking, how do you do that? I use Digital Access Pass. I should say there's another plugin called S2 Member. And I wanted to do some research on this. I did research on that particular plugin. It's a membership site plugin. And I did about, it's probably been 4 years ago. And they said that you could do a premium RSS feed, and I could never get theirs to work. And Digital Access Pass makes it super easy. And so that's what I would use. And if you go, I started to mention this, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Patreon, I've actually got a video that shows this, so you can see exactly how it works.
In case you missed it, it's time for a podcast rewind.
All right, one of my, I tell you what, one of the coolest podcasts I'm on is the Podcasters Roundtable. I am a regular co-host of that. It's Ray Ortega, Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast, Ray Ortega from Podcaster Studio, myself, and we had Nicholas Young and Christopher Jones. Now, Christopher Jones has been on this show. He's the guy from Trek.fm, and we're talking about your platform, and Christopher made a great point. I just wanted to play a quick clip from that. So take it away, Christopher. He has a great question here.
Even if you're just doing a podcast with your friends, do you just want to tell your buddy, hey, go to mypodcastname.libsyn.com, you know, blogspot.com, whatever. It just doesn't sound right. Great. It varies on your level of commitment, but just think about how easy it's going to be to say mypodcast.com.
And not only just a matter of a place to point people, but a place where you have control. You cannot build a brand if you cannot control the factors that go into it. And so having your own platform's not so important, because you could actually take your own domain name and move that to another platform later. If you wanted to, you still have control of everything. That's the key point.
That is the key point. So check that out. Podcastersroundtable.com, round 39, your podcast platform. And this one, normally I play clips from different places I've been interviewed or I appeared on. I want to play a clip that I just heard. And this is from Branding Cow. This is my buddies Isabella and Mike Russell from Music Radio Creative. So when you hear things like
the School of Podcasting,
that is Music Radio Creative. And you can find them at schoolofpodcasting.com/MRC. And Isabella does a show called Branding Cow. And I want to play a clip from this where, well, it's a good clip. And then we'll talk about it on the other side.
Now, moving on to the audio itself. Now, first of all, your audio is a snail. It's just so slow to listen to. Even when you try to play it, even through iTunes or your website, I even tried to download the audio from your website. And actually, it was a 77 megabyte file.
Yes.
And it took me over 10 minutes to download it with our super high-speed fiber connection.
So here we go. So Isabella's show, Branding Cow, is you basically go over and she will look at your website and your podcast. And I think the intro kind of jokingly says she tears you apart, as well as gives you kind of constant feedback. And so anybody want to guess? She's saying, look, I went to download your podcast and it took forever. Anybody want to guess what the problem is here? Because here's the answer.
Which usually if I like
That's not a problem at all. It just sips down, doesn't it?
It would just be within a couple, well, it would be within under a minute.
Right. They're on fiber optic network. So they're flying. They have, you know, super duper jumbo deluxe cable package.
It would be here.
Did you say why that is, that it's so slow?
Well, with a little bit of research and your help, actually, Mike, we found that
here,
you
yes.
are the detective here. We found that you are hosting audio on your own website.
There you go. Hosting. We've talked about. It's not a good idea to use, you know, HostGator, Bluehost, all these other places. They're great for your website because they are a website hosting company. And, you know, but in terms of using them, even though they have, quote, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage, that is not for media. And at times it can really slow things down. Now, back on episode number 419, I interviewed Ralph Sutton from the Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. And you can find that over at thesdrshow.com. And he was a guy that had actually contacted his host. I believe it was Dreamhost, and said, hey, I'm going to be putting my audio on the website. And they're like, oh yeah, go ahead. Unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage. And yeah, I think it was 6 weeks later. They're like, yeah, you got to move. So speaking of Ralph, Ralph sent in a really nice thing here. And I thought I would play this.
Hey, this is Ralph Sutton from the podcast, The SDR Show, the Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I've had a bevy of problems over the past couple of months as we just got started in June, and someone turned me on to Dave. I must have emailed him 100 times. He's fixed every problem, answered every question, and I honestly could not say enough good things about him. He saved our podcast on multiple occasions. So if you're thinking about hiring someone, by all means, hire Dave. And if you're thinking about listening to a podcast, by all means, listen to The SDR Show. Thanks, Dave, for keeping us alive.
I'm not sure how I got away from doing this, but it's something I want to get back to, and that is kind of having a spotlight podcast from the School of Podcasting. And, you know, one of my mantras is names, not numbers. Yes, I care about my downloads, and there are all sorts of tools and ways to look at downloads, but really, I want to know the names behind that. And so I sent an email to Robert Gelinas. He's been a member of the School of Podcasting for a little over a month, I believe. And I believe, if I remember right, Robert used the Quick Start program. You can find him at fosteringandadoptingfaith.com. And I'm like, how goes the podcast? And it's going well. And I just thought I would play you a clip because it's just it's such an example of what I'm like. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. And so this is episode number 6. So this isn't a guy that's been doing it for, you know, ever, but this is, so check this out. This is really cool because, wow, just it's niche, it's community, it's passion all tied up together. So, and you might want to get up and dance.
Adopting and Fostering in Faith, episode 6.
Yeah. Ow! Hit me!
Welcome along. Glad you're here. My name is Robert Gelinas. I am your host for this journey of inspiration, information, resources for Christians caring for orphans in their own backyard. Let's jump right in.
Let's do that.
In our last episode, I shared with you about the National Foster Care Symposium that took place on August 20th, 2014, where some of the leading thinkers in foster care gathered in Oklahoma City to share ideas and experiences that are making a difference throughout this country. And in our last episode, I let you hear a talk that Chelsea Geyer gave. It was magnificent, and I hope you had a chance to listen to it. If not, you can go back and listen to the back episode.
I thought that was cool. Because it didn't take forever to do that. But just, oh, by the way, in case you just joined us, here's what we talked about last week. I hate when people do a recap that's actually longer than the actual episode. That was really cool. I love this voice. I love the energy. Anyway, and I interrupted it, but here we go. So just keep on listening. We're going to listen to about 2 minutes of this.
But in her talk, she talked about what success looks like. And she helped us to see that we fail not when we fail to fix, but we fail when we fail to show up. It was a great talk. Well, I want to share another message that was given at the symposium with you today. It's a message by Jason Weber. Jason and his wife, Tricia, have been caring for orphans and adopting and fostering in faith since 2001. They have adopted their 5 children from foster care in 3 different states. Jason is the author of the book Launching an Orphan's Ministry in Your Church. He's the executive producer and co-host of the If You Were Mine DVD Adoption Workshop. And he and his wife, Tricia, are the co-authors of the Family Life Home Builder Study entitled Considering Adoption, A Biblical Perspective. Jason serves as the National Director of Foster Care Initiatives for the Christian Alliance for Orphans and lives with his family in Plano, Texas. Now, here's why I want you to hear Jason's talk. It's less than 10 minutes long, but it's so worth your time because he addresses something that we need to recognize. We are trying to do something seemingly impossible. We are daring to believe that if the bride of Christ would come together, that we could empty out the foster care system. We're talking about almost 500,000 children, and we are daring to believe that we, as God's people, could ensure that we could see the day where every child has a home. And so Jason just hits that straight on. He just talks about the impossibility of what we are trying, but then breaks it down and helps us understand how we can do this, how we can move forward, how you can focus locally right where you are. And so here's his talk entitled, The Barn is Flooded.
And it's a really good talk. And then he goes into Jason, which is really, really cool. But here's a little bit about Robert. He says, my wife, Barbara, and I live in Denver with our 6 children, 5 adopted, 3 from foster care, and 2 from Ethiopia. He's also the founder of Project 127, a ministry dedicated to helping Christians adopt and foster in faith in their own backyard. So it's an example to me of, you know, there's only certain people that can really talk about being a foster parent, and they're foster parents. And on the other hand, there's a lot of people that are probably like, I've thought about being a foster parent, but I don't know what's into it, you know. And this is a great example of, you know, here, Robert, obviously an expert in the land of adopting children. He's got 5. Good on you, by the way, Robert. And I just heard this like, wow, this is, and on the same way, now, I don't know, to me, it just was like, wow, here we go. It's a niche, adopting children. And he's niched it down even further, you know, why Christians should be adopting children. I actually listened to the first part of Jason's speech, and he talks about how we could empty, like, all the foster places, all the, what am I thinking of, all the, you know, the places where the children need adopted. I guess an orphanage? Would that be it? That doesn't sound right. That sounds harsh. But I just wanted to start spotlighting people. I heard that and I was like, wow, this is cool. You knew exactly what you're getting into. What a great name, right? Adopting and Fostering in Faith. I know exactly what's going on by that name. He started off the show. I knew exactly what he was going to get into. Gave me a little recap from last week. Made me go, oh, wow, this guy's actually delivering consistent content. I got to go back and listen to episode 5. His website looks great. He's actually using the Get Noticed theme from Michael Hyatt. And looks like he took some time to have some good graphics made. And in, you know, what? I think he's been going a couple months now. He's got a great podcast and a great website going. And he's, in this case, he's furthering his message. You know, it's not always about the money. It's about the message. And you can hear the passion in Robert's voice. So, Robert, congratulations, buddy, on launching your podcast. And I wish you the best in the future.
And now it's time for a last 5 and 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Hey, Dave. This is Ben Branham from ModernSelfProtection.com and the Modern Self Protection Podcast.
Hey, Ben. You sound a lot like the Ben that started off the show. It's because he is. How cool is that? He's like a co-host today. I love it. Thank you, Ben.
I just thought I'd shoot you a real quick last 5 and 5, and I actually have to hold my iPhone up to cheat.
That's all right.
So the last one is the DAB. That's the Daily Audio Bible. It's a 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year podcast where we go through the Bible one little piece at a time. It's read by Brian, and he actually reads straight out of the Bible, and it's set up so you go through the Bible, the complete whole entire Bible, in 1 year.
That's pretty cool. For the record, I was going to do this when podcasting first got into. I wasn't sure that was legal, and I would be interested to hear what version he's using, but yeah, it's weird to think about this. Believe it or not, the Bible is tied up in a lot of red tape, because that was actually one of the very first podcasts I was going to do, so I'd be interested. I'll have to check it out, the DAB podcast. All right, continue on, Mr. Ben.
And he does a little commentary about reading afterwards.
Cool.
And says a nice prayer, and then he allows people to call in, and he puts the prayers at the end of the episode for everybody to hear. So it's kind of a community. It's a neat thing. I really enjoy listening to it, and it gets me my daily Bible verse, no matter what. Get it done, guys. Quick and dirty tips. I love this one. It's hilarious. The guy is a genius when it comes to stupid things like Inbox Zero, but he does it in a, such a way that he always talks about his characters are zombies, and they're trying to create zombies to take over the world. It's hilarious and just slapstick the way he does it, and that's the get it done, guys. Quick and dirty tips to do more.
Now, notice what he said there. Production tips. Kind not so much a dime a dozen, but a lot of podcasts probably doing how to do more, the 4-hour work week and things like that. This guy does it in an entertaining way, and that's why Ben likes the show.
The Survival Podcast is a 5-day-a-week show. I love that show. It's Jack Spirico, and he just talks about how to make your life better if times get worse, or even if they don't. He's even got things about business, about planting gardens, and about being a better employee and a better person. Really enjoy that show. He's jumping up and down, excited all the time. Gets me motivated to do things. Kind of like your show, Dave. Always gets me motivated to do something. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Number four, all right, is the Handgun World Podcast, dubbed by Bob Main, good friend of mine. I actually started listening to his show, and it's all about self-defense and firearms and handguns. And then after listening to his show for a couple of years, I met him. It turns out he lives right next to me, and we've become friends over the last couple of years. It's been a lot of fun. Go check out his show. It's great. And then the last one is the guy you love, Ken Blanchard, Black Man with a Gun.
Yeah.
I've been listening to his show since 2009, and I got to call and talk to him a couple times. Reverend Ken is a great guy. If you don't listen to his shows, well, you probably should, over at Blanchard Media Group. He's got like 5 shows now, and all of them are a lot of fun, and he's a great character. If you can, get him to sing. Thanks, Dave. That's my last 5 and 5. This is Ben Branham with the Modern Self-Protection Podcast, the podcast dedicated to keeping you safe in today's modern world. Every week, we get together and talk about tips, tricks, equipment, gear, and just an overall mindset to help keep you safe. Go check it out at modernselfprotection.com.
Thank you very much, Ben. If you've got a last 5 and 5, again, not so much what are your favorite 5 podcasts, but what are the last 5 you listened to, be sure to just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact and get those in. Always a fun way to share and promote other shows. Also, speaking of that, should say thank you so much for the folks from skywalkingthroughneverland.com for kicking off the show. We do have one other question here, and we talked about this on the Ask the Podcast Coach show, and I'm going to give a more full answer here. So take it away, Tim.
Hey, Dave. Tim over here at WPMasterDesign.com.
Hey, Tim.
Big fan of your shows. I listen to every episode. You've helped me out a lot in getting me prepared to launch my podcast. My show will be launching in January, and I just have a couple questions regarding hosting. Now, I know you're a huge fan of Blueberry and Libsyn, which I think are really great services. Unfortunately, their plans for the data that I would need tend to be a little pricier than I'm able to afford at this point in time. So I've been looking around at other options, and I found one that I think will work for me called Hipcast. And I was wondering what you think about them. They have some pretty nice little packages, automatic data growth every month, and very affordable and good bandwidth, everything like that. So I was wondering what you think of them. You've never really spoken to them about them on your show. So do you think they're a good option? The reason I need something different is that my podcast is going to be an hour long per episode, and it is going to be in video. As you know, that makes for pretty big files. So I need something that provides me with, A, the base storage that I need, and B, the storage growth that I need for each month. And Hipcast seems to be about the best option for me in my mind. So wondering if you could do a review on them, tell me what you think about them, and I'll keep listening to your shows and learning from the best. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Tim. I went over, and well, first things first, I would ask this question. I thought about this today, and we didn't bring it up on Ask the Podcast Coach. You're doing an hour-long video. Is what you're talking about very visual? Are you doing a photography podcast? Are you doing a cooking show? Is what you're doing, does it need the video? Because you can always do the video, throw it on YouTube, put the YouTube video on your website, and then just take the audio and use Libsyn or Blueberry. That's a question, because for the record, video takes a lot of time. And by that, I mean like tons. Like I want, when I get to heaven, I'm going to go, yo, God, how much of my life was spent watching a progress bar? And he goes, you know, you were doing fine until you got into video. Cause it's just like rendering. So here's, if you're new to the show, I have criteria for a media host. We'll briefly review these. Number one, don't mess with my file. Don't rename it. Don't resample it. Whatever. Well, guess what? Yeah. And he was saying Hipcast. Here's the weird thing. I've never seen this in any other media host. They change my file name, and then after it's uploaded, they let me change it back. To which I say, why not just not change it? Number two, don't limit the size of my audience so they have unlimited bandwidth. Don't limit the size of my catalog, okay? Don't take control of my feed. And by this, I mean, I want to be able to leave without having to ask for it. And could not find a redirect feed. Not that that's a pretty big one, but this is where if you're using, then just know this, go in with your eyes open. There's no way to redirect that feed. So don't use their feed. If you're using WordPress, and by the name of your show, I'm assuming you are, then use something like PowerPress. So you have complete control over that feed. The thing I like about the Libsyn feed, if you, that's the only media host I say, you can use their feed. You can move your feed from Libsyn anytime you want. You don't even have to ask. Give me stats. Their stats are a caca, a poo-poo. They're, number one, when you log into the dashboard, they show you the top five episodes. Okay. And then when you go into the single file, you see how many downloads. Okay, that's what you're looking for. But if you want more robust stats, where people are, what your audience is, how they're consuming it, I didn't see any of that here. I did not test their support. Usually I will send somebody an email and go, hey, I'm just testing your support. Can you prove you're available and live? Because I'd already kind of went, yeah, never mind. And they do charge for their service. But I do want to point out something here. They have a couple things that are different that sound cool. And one of them is you can actually record and post right from your phone. That's kind of, if you could put up some quotes for me, that's the good news. The bad news is this is what it sounds like.
Here. All right, this is me talking into the phone using Hipcast, and to see what kind of format this comes across, I'm using my iPhone 5, talking with my mouth about an inch away from the phone, kind of talking like I would normally. And now I hit pound.
Yeah, so in my opinion, unlistenable. That is not, no, I'm not, no, sorry, thanks. Well, we have some lovely parting gifts for you, but I, yeah. So that is a feature that I would say is a non-feature. And they say free blogging. You can blog as much as you want. You know what else is free? They give you free air. Uh-huh, that's right. And you can do all the mouse scrolling you want. So they seem to have, a lot, like you can record right on their website, which is cool. There are other services that do this, like Spreaker and Mixlr. They have built-in tools that allow you to do that. Okay, except for one thing. In my travels,
As I use their system, I could not get it to recognize any of my microphones. It's kind of hard to record when you can't get the service to recognize your phone. So they say things like that. Unlimited blog posting. Great. Multimedia transcoding. Now, here's the interesting thing is I always say, don't change my file. And if you're broadcasting in stereo, then for the most part, they're not going to mess with your file. Now, if you're doing video, again, you can upload things and you can pick if you want them to more or less transcode your file. And when you upload your file, they will let you do 32 kilobits per second, 22 sample rate mono. That's not good. Then they let you do 64, which is great, but 22 sample rate, no, stereo, no. That should be 64, 44, 1 mono. That would be a good setting. Then they have 128 stereo. That's normal. But in many cases, if you're worried about storage, that's overkill. You could cut your storage in half by going 64 kilobits per second, 44, 1 sample rate mono. And I realize for the new podcasters, you're like, are you speaking English anymore? But I can explain that later. But they do change your file format. And then they give you one. And again, this is for podcasting. That's 256 stereo, which is complete overkill. And when you upload it, like I uploaded a stereo file, 128, and they still transcoded it. I'm like, I uploaded the file you wanted and you still kind of, you know, had to change it, which takes forever then to upload it. So that was another downside in my book. What they call storage growth, that sounds really cool, but that's the same thing that Libsyn and Blueberry do. They give you X amount of storage every month. So that is nothing new. The multimedia transcoding, they say we automatically convert all file types to more common and usable formats. Okay. They do have a flash player that you can put on your website. And then in the event somebody's on an iPad or an iPhone, it will switch to an HTML5 player. But here's another one that's kind of like, it's not a real feature. Like a directory, you can be listed in their directory. Because I know when people go looking for podcasts, they go, oh, the number one place you got to look is the Hipcast directory. Now, that's not to say that you can't get a little bit of traction there. But in the end, you know, yippee-yahoo. In fact, if you go with a $20 a month plan, you are featured in the directory that isn't pulling in a whole lot of traffic. So kind of keep your eyes open for features that aren't features. So like unlimited blog posting. Really? Thanks. Wow. Because that doesn't really take off. It doesn't take up any kind of space. So in the end, Tim, I know you're on a budget. But yeah, Hipcast doesn't do it for me at this point. They mess with my file, even if I ask them. And now, for the record, when I uploaded the file, they changed my file name. I can change it back, and they don't mess with my tag. So I'll give them credit to that. It just seems like, why are you changing my name if I'm allowed to change it back? That seemed like a little extra hassle. And then the other thing is, once you upload the file, the only way you can get the actual download link is to go out to kind of your version of your website on their website. There's no like, here's the link. All the links they give you are kind of redirects with little question marks. They don't end in .mp3, which in my book is no thank you. So they do have some interesting things. You can verify an email address. And if you attach your MP3 file via email, you can basically post by email. That's new. That's a little different. They will import your podcast via an RSS feed. But that's where I say, okay, you got to be kind of careful on some of this stuff. Here's another example. They say on their website, daily media backup. You're a media hosting company. You better be backing up my stuff. So keep your media safe. We back up all the audio and video you upload to ensure that you don't have to worry about losing your podcast. I hope so. That's kind of like going to a restaurant and go, we cook with heat here. Okay, I hope so. They say on their website, we're crazy for backups. It doesn't matter how good the quality of your media is if you don't have it. So we've gone to great lengths to ensure that once you upload something, it's there for good. That's your job. We've battle tested our methods for nearly a decade. Now, something else you might want to know is I went looking to see when they were founded. And when I did a Google search for the phrase Hipcast, I can see where everybody who is using, you know, basically every media host gives you a website, whether you use it or not. And in the case of Hipcast, I can see here interview with Marissa Jean, Hipcast. Here's another one. Interview with Mark Tribe, Hipcast. Prague Watch, episode number 116, Hipcast. So they're tacking on their SEO on your blog posts. That's a no-no. That's something that I've never even thought about. Don't mess with my blog posts. But that's kind of awful in that book. They are located in Flower Mound, Texas, and they were previously known as audioblog.com. This is according to zoominfo.com, but no information on when they were founded. So in the end, I'm a big fan of Libsynstill, Libsyn.com, Blueberry, which is Blueberry.com. Both those, you can use the coupon code SOPFREE. I know Mike and Isabella, I mentioned them earlier from Music Radio Creative. They're big fans of Spreaker. And Spreaker, I'm a big fan of Spreaker, except they don't have unlimited storage. So they get like everything but that. But good folks over at Spreaker, but Libsyn and Blueberry are my top. So that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you would like to get in touch with me, it's schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And if you want to start a podcast, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the start a podcast, join now button, and use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, and that'll get you off a bit on the first month. And I always say, come for the education and stay for the community. Now, if you don't have a website yet, send me an email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, with the phrase quick start. And how this works, I send you a link to buy hosting. I earn an affiliate commission on that. And my way of saying thanks is I will go ahead and install WordPress for you with the plugins you need to get going, as well as I will give you a free month at the schoolofpodcasting.com. So if you have any questions, just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. But want to remind you to live today like it's your last one. Live tomorrow like it's your first. And don't ever let your problems bring out your worst. Don't ever take your mind off whatever is your goal. Be true to yourself and follow your soul. Thanks so much for tuning in. God bless. Take care. And I hope to see you on the inside. Until then, class is dismissed. And speaking of Music Radio Creative, I think I'll end with this.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy holidays, everybody.